The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. And off we go with another and rousing, I hope, The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Duvall, and it's good to be listening with you. Virginia Woolf wrote, "Let us not take for granted that life exists more fully in what is commonly thought big than in what is commonly thought small." Let's open the show with a small and masterful piece, and effective, by Edward McDowell, called Hexentanz. For certain, McDowell is America's finest romantic composer, and we need a fresh biography of this American master, born at the same time as Debussy, but in Boston, I believe. Liszt helped him, as he did everyone. He went insane around age 44. Why exactly, we don't know, and I would like to know. If anyone needs a good subject for biography, I think it's Edward McDowell. He really is important to American culture of the second part of the 19th century. Let's have The Witch's Dance, and it's well played, believe me, by Alan Feinberg. The Witch's Dance by McDowell, played by Alan Feinberg. Jerome Rose has released his legendary Liszt recordings from yesteryear, and they're now on CDs. We're going to listen to the ever-popular Dreams of Love, Liebestraum No. 3. And that was a melting performance of the Liebestraum No. 3 by Franz Liszt in the hands of Jerome Rose. The piece certainly still can bewitch. How many playwrights can you name that have won the Best Play Tony Awards on Broadway? Well, let me see what I can remember. 1967 was Harold Pinter, The Homecoming. All the way back to 1949, it was Arthur Miller, Death of a Salesman. And Peter Schaefer, who also composed Amadeus, but won in 1971 the Tony Award for the play Equus. That's all I seem to be able to remember. But of course, there are many others that you remember. Let's turn to the seething performance of the Presto Agitato of Beethoven's so-called Moonlight Sonata. It's a work of 1801, 1802, and it sizzles in Horowitz's hands.
Thank you.
I'll use for that performance the great American word, wow, spelled backwards, W-O-W. For Horowitz, played that finale with a kind of breakneck excitement. It was the Moonlight Sonata, and it's a title Beethoven would never have given to any of his works. I'm David Dubal, and this is The Piano Matters, and I hope you're enjoying yourself. Did you know that Earl Grey is China tea infused with bergamot oil and was popularized by Mr. Earl Grey, Esquire? And did you know that the layered apple cake called Apple Charlotte was named for Queen Charlotte, who was the wife of no less than the Mad King George III, the guy who lost his colonies to us? And did you know she studied piano with Johann Christian Bach, Bach's youngest son? When Haydn, no less, came to London, Queen Charlotte played for him. And Haydn said, "Your Highness, you are a good pianist." That's a fine review from a great master. Some years ago in my classes at Juilliard, I had a fine young man and a gifted pianist named Gabrielis Alekna. He's from Lithuania, and since that time, he has forged a fine career. He's played all over the world. I think he's even a slight hero in Lithuania. Anyway, his work has been heard before on Piano Matters, and I'd like you to listen to Gabrielis Alekna in his world premiere recording, Anaxos, of the Piano Concerto No. 4 by Vytautas Bacevičius, Bacevičius. And he was a good composer, but it's a difficult name, I grant you. Let's listen for the first appearance of his music on the Piano Matters. I think we can at least have 5 minutes of Lithuanian art music on our show. So here is Gabrielis Alekna with the Lithuanian National Symphony and Christopher Lyndon G. conducting in the slow movement of the fourth concerto of Bacevičius.
Thank you.
Gabrielis Alekna, A-L-E-K-N-A, a wonderful young pianist, with Christopher Lyndon G. conducting the Lithuanian Symphony Orchestra in the fourth concerto of Batsiervicius. I'm David Dubois, and hope you have had a good week with a few amusements and perhaps a dish of good ice cream. Everyone these days is interested in King Henry VIII and his wives. So get ready, dear listeners, for a rundown. First, Catherine of Aragon. She managed a divorce. Then there's Anne Boleyn. Unfortunately, good Henry had her beheaded. Then number three, Jane Seymour managed to die. Anne of Cleves got away with a divorce. But Catherine Howard was beheaded. And lo and behold, Catherine Parr survived. Let's have a bit of unusualness. The Diabelli Variations, not composed by Beethoven. This one by Johann Nepomuk Hummel. It's 1 minute, 24 seconds. Melvin Chen is at the piano. Melvin Chen playing the Hummel Variation on Diabelli's Waltz. Here's another one of the Diabelli Variations, not composed by Beethoven. It's by Moscheles. It's 1 minute and 12 seconds, and the pianist is again Melvin Chen. Ignaz Moscheles, friend of Beethoven, great friend of Mendelssohn, and one of the great pianists of his era, now basically forgotten. And we heard his variation on Diabelli's Waltz, played by Melvin Chen. Remember, Diabelli sent out his waltz tune, which Beethoven called a cobble thatch, and had as many composers as possible write variations on it. And they did. We continue our ongoing pianistic journey with a young Glenn Gould in Salzburg. It's August 25th, probably a hot night, 1959, and you'll hear something stunning. So hopefully you won't leave your chair a second. It's Jan Zwielink's Organ Fantasy. And Zwielink was born 1562. He lived till 1621. And indeed, it's a great period in music, but we don't hear enough of the music of that period. Arguably, Zwielink was the leading Dutch composer of the age. You must listen to Glenn Gould now. Young Glenn Gould is absolutely riveting. The Organ Fantasy by Jan Zwilling. He was a Dutch composer, and it's probably composed around 1600 when Hamlet was written and the first operas were being composed, and that was the year of Monteverdi's opera Orfeo. Glenn Gould was 27 years old in this performance live from Salzburg. I'm going to say this again by Elbert Hubbard. One machine can do the work of 50 ordinary men, yes, but no machine can do the work of one extraordinary man. I think it's time for our annual food quiz. The great Australian soprano dame Nellie Melba had a dessert named for her. Number one, what's its name? Number two, how is it made? And by whom? Okay, number one, it's called Peach Melba. Number two, it's made from ice cream, peaches, and the important part, raspberry sauce. And it was created by the Parisian chef called Escoffier. And because you all know those answers, I now give you a Mozart treat. The finale of the B-flat concerto number 18, K456. Ingrid Hebler takes on the solo responsibilities with Sir Colin Davis, who keeps the London Symphony in time. Ingrid Hebler at the piano, Colin Davis conducting the London Symphony in the finale of Mozart's Concerto No. 18 in B-flat. I remember there's another concerto in B-flat by Mozart, No. 15, and this one is not played very much. Earlier on this edition of The Piano Matters, I brought to you from Jerome Rose's 3-CD album on Medici Records, and we heard Liszt Liebestraum. Now we have the American pianist Jerome Rose in the Paganini Liszt Etude No. 6. It takes the form of a theme and variations. Thank you. Jerome Rose in a performance of the 6th Paganini Liszt Transcendental Etude and the variations beautifully displayed, as they say, by Jerome Rose. I think we had a good show, and if you thought so and care for our station the way we do, please help to continue our long tradition of bringing great music to you. We really deserve your consideration. It's that simple. Give what you can. It won't be used frivolously or foolishly, you can bet. We can't afford to be foolish. The American humorist of the New Deal era was Will Rogers. Very few young people know the name. What fame he had. He was even a movie star. Well, he said, a comedian can only last till he either takes himself serious or his audience takes him serious. Then he said, you can't say civilization don't advance. However, for in every war, they kill you in a new way. And one more. I never was much a novel reading, for it takes them so long to describe the color of the eyes of all the characters. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening.
Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.